Welcome to Shom Hashavah on the Daf Shir Span, so Loi Nishma Zam Yaakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Nedoyim Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says in the beginning of the page, Omar Abaye Ein Oni Elo Bedeyo. An Oni is someone who doesn't have Das. And the Gemara goes on and says, Ba'amarove Amri, they used to say in Eretz Yisrael, the Dobe, if someone has Das, Kulobe, he has everything. The Loi Dobe, if he doesn't have Das, Mabe, what does he have? Dokoni, if you're koini das, ma chosri, you're not missing anything. Dole koni, if you don't have das, ma koni, what do you have? Meaning das, that's the main thing a person needs to have. If he doesn't have it, he's considered to be an oni. Now, the poshup shot that comes out from Divrei HaMefarshim, near Loimer as follows. The Mishnah novice tells us that Ezu Oshir Hasameach Bechelkoi, meaning the fact that a person has a little bit of money, doesn't have a lot of assets, a lot of properties, he still may be Ashir, he still may be rich. Because a rich person is someone who appreciates what he has. If you think about it, an Ani, a poor man in financial means, is all relative. If a person has more properties than anybody else, so he's rich. If he has less than anybody else, he's poor. A person who appreciates what he has doesn't care what other people have. Ezu Ashir Sameach Bechelko. Ashirus, that has to do with financial means, is not a be'etzim, is not fundamentally a oishir, a richness. It all depends on other people or how a person looks at himself. That has to do with regular news and ashirus. But when you talk about deyo, that is a fundamental gain or loss. Regardless of what anybody else has, when a person has das, he has the wisdom, so he has everything he needs. And if he doesn't have das, he doesn't have anything, regardless of what anybody else has. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, "Ubedas chadorim yimaleu." Das fills up rooms. Das gives out. The Hemshech Pasuk is kol hoin yokor v'noim. Everything is filled up with a das, because das is the real asset of the world. As the Mefarshim point out also, that das is what brings you to Olam Habo, and that's the real kinyan that a person has. Because in this world, the idea of ashirus and anius has to do with financial means. Really, it's not a definition of oni. It's a relative term that depends on how a person looks at himself. And that's why the only real anius a person has is ein oni ela b'das. A person doesn't work to expand and understand and bring his das to fruition. He's someone who is really poor. That's a true poverty that doesn't depend on anybody else. And just to conclude with the idea, what does Das really refer to? We know that there's Chochmah, Bino, and Das. Rashi in Chumash tells us the Chochmah is what a person learns from his Rebbe, meaning the source of wisdom. Bino is Mevin Dover, understanding, analyzing. What is Das? Rashi in Chumash says Ruach HaKodesh. But the Mefarshim explained that what does it mean Das for us? Das is the way the wisdom a person has in his mind connects to his body. Because deyo is loshon chibur. Ha'odom yoda is chavo. You have your connection. It's not only a person knows something. Not only a person has the seichel, the knowledge, but he connects this to his body and acts upon his das. He becomes a person who is a bar das. He's the son of das. His actions depend on what he knows and what he understands. A person who has that, he's the true rich person in the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.